Megillas Esther, there's always hope. One of the psukim in the Megillah which always jumps out at me is that Mordechai says to Esther, Revach v'hatzola ya'amod la'yehudi mimokom acher. If you don't act, the Jews will be saved from somewhere else. Hashem will save them. Mordechai knows this. It says in Midrash Esther Rabba Parsha Ches, letter Hey, that in the second year of Ahasuerus's reign, which is before the party, before the feast where the Jews ate, before Vashti was killed, that in that year Mordechai had a dream. And he told Esther the dream at that time. And in the dream there was a tremendous noise, a thundering noise, and the universe above and below was shaken up. And two large sea creatures, Taninim Gedolim, came to wage battle with each other. And all the nations of the world ran away. And amongst them was a small nation, Goyachod Katan. And all the nations rose up against this small nation in order to try and destroy her. And it was great darkness in the world. And this small nation was in great distress and pain. And the two Taninim fought a fierce battle, and nothing came between them. And then Mordechai saw in the dream a mayon, mayim, echad, katan, a small little spring of our ben shnei hataninim, which was passing through now, these two great sea creatures. And this little mayon turned into a raging river, and then into an ocean, and it swept away the whole world. And the sun shone, and the world became full of light, and this little nation became elevated, and all the other nations became low and humiliated. And there was shalom and emes b'chol ha'oretz. And Mordechai held on to that dream. He preserved it, waiting. And when he saw many years later the decree of Haman against the Jews, he now sent word to Esther through Hasach, and he said to her, remember the dream I had? Remember the dream? Now's the time. Now's the time for you to step forward and tell Ahasuerus and plead with him to save your people. Now, who is and what is this mayon, this little spring, which came between those two sea creatures, and who were the two sea creatures? The Meforshei HaMidrash say that the Taninim Gedolim were Mordechai and Haman. They were fighting a cosmic battle between Tov and Ra. What was the little spring? Well, the Matnas Kahuna says it was Esther. Esther was a little spring. As it says on Shir HaShirim, Gal Na'ul Mayan Chasum. The Eitz Yosef said that the Mayan Mayim was Teshuvah and Tefillah. And Anaf Yotzev says that it was Torah. It's this little spring which ultimately brought forth the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. It started off small, and it turned into a Noher Shotev, a raging river, and then an ocean, which cleaned up the world and brought the sun and the light back into the world. So Mordechai says to Esther, this is you. You are the Mayan Katan. You look very small here, but this is you, and the Yeshua is going to come from you. You're the one. Then Esther initially hesitates. And Mordechai says to her, well, then it will come from somewhere else. But you and your father's household will be lost. Revach v'hatzola ya'amod la'yehudi m'mokom acher. So the mokom acher could also be then, perhaps, based on this midrash. It could be tshuva. It could be tefillah. It could be Torah. Because Mordechai knows what he saw. And he knows that something that seems little is going to turn into something very powerful that will change the direction here and change the decree. It's also brought down that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening upstairs in Shemayim, and Mordechai was davening down here, because Moshe had said to Eliyahu Hanavi, is there a kosher Jew there? And Eliyahu says, yes, his name is Mordechai. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll daven from up here, let him daven from down there, and the Jews will be saved. So the Mokom Acher is also Moshe Rabbeinu. What we gather from this is that there's always hope for the Jews. And even something that appears to be small, just a mayan, katan, which is not taking up too much room between these huge sea creatures, but it turns into the force which brings the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. We never know where it's going to come from, Ayin Yovo Ezri, but Ezri Meim Hashem. That little spring, which is often a sign of life, of chiyus, of rejuvenation, it can come from an Esther. It can come from a Moshe Rabbeinu who's already in the next world. It can come from Torah, Tefillah, Tshuva, but it will come. And we, the Jewish people, know we have to play our part. We have to do that which Hashem wants us to do here. And then, yes, for sure, Revach Vahatzola, Ya'amod La'Yehudi Mimokam Acher, will always come. May we, Bezras Hashem, be zochet to see that the things appear to be little turn into the things which are very, very big and powerful, which bring Bezras Hashem, the Geula Shlema, for Klal Yisrael, La'Yehudim Ha'Sa'ora, the Simcha, the Sasan, the Akor, Kain Tihi Alanu. Afreilich Nipurim, everybody.